All the children's come forward, please. We have a pastor with a children's time. Hello. Come on, Woody, come on. Yeah, let's sit down. Okay. How are you doing? You don't feel like, sounds like good. Did you eat all the candies from Halloween?
No.
Still?
I still have them.
Oh, you still have it? Okay. Can you share with me? Okay. Let me tell you a secret. You know, the adults love candy too. Yeah, your parents love candy too. And Pastor Jacob loves chocolate. Okay. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture. What is this? Okay, I did not bring M&M because, you know, it's very tempting. So I download a picture of M&M. What color do you see?
All.
What? All?
Green, blue.
Okay. Okay. What else? Uh-huh. Have you had M&M before?
A
lot? Okay. You didn't share me with all. Okay. What's inside M&M? So, Pastor Jacob loved M&M, right? Okay. But outside is kind of different colors, like yellow, blue, green, red, brown, you know. But inside, it's the same, chocolate. So, today, I'm going to share with you the scripture that Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. For it was you, God, who formed my inward part and knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Can you say that again? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. That means God made us. Even though you look different, even though some people be able to run really fast, some people remember so many good things, you know, and some people singing very well too. So people are different, but the bottom part is God created each one of us very special. So every time you eat M&M, think about it. God made us special. God made us special. Inside us, it's like the very important essence that God created each one of us. So you don't have to be like jealous of other people because you are special. Even though, you want to be more like, I want to be like that person or that boy or whatever. You don't have to do that because God created all of you special. So can you, this week, let's practice. Once you're getting ready for school, and then in front of mirror, can you say, you're fixing the hair and say, God made me special. Can you say that?
God made me special.
Right. Every day, before you go to school, you're getting ready to school, in front of mirror, and you say it, God made me special. Okay? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Promise?
Yes, promise.
Promise? Yeah, okay. I think that changed a lot of your day, you know, mood. Because God made all of us special, and God gave us this precious life each and every day. So we'll be very proud and special every day. So when you go to school, when you have like a little bit downtime, just telling yourself, God made me special. And that changed your, you know, spirit. So this week, promise, every time you're getting ready to go to school, in front of mirror, you're telling yourself, what? God made me special. Okay? All right, let us pray. God, we thank you for all the life that you've given us. God, we thank you for all these children that you made them special. God, be with them and guide them with your spirit and empower them with your spirit so that they could grow in your word. They could go out with the confidence. They could be your precious children. God, we thank you for all the blessings that you will pour out upon our children. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you. So next time you bring what? Two? Okay, thank you. Okay, stay here. We're going to do the consecration of our teachers. So can you move it here? Move this side. All the teachers who signed up for you know, our Sunday school, can you come out? We're going to bless you, and we're going to recognize your commitment. Of here, and children here, and I'm here. You know, I ask you to, you know, help our Sunday school, and I did not expect that we have 27 people signed up for our teachers. We have three classes with two teachers in each class. So 27 teachers, we could, you know, they don't have to commit a lot of time into it, but, you know, they are happy and joyfully signed up for our teachers. So let's show our appreciation and consecrate our teachers today. Dear friends, let us recognize those who have responded to the call of God to become teachers of our church. This is the vital ministry of our Jesus Christ. And you are called to this ministry, special ministry, that we need your royal support and your prayers. I'm going to ask you some questions, and then you will answer with your heart, I will. Okay? You have recognized God's call in your lives. Will you endeavor to develop your gift for teaching so as to continue to pass on the Christian faith? Will you be faithful to the task, taking seriously the commitment of time and talent? Will you take seriously your role as teachers, sometimes studying diligently the scripture and traditions of the faith? Okay, let us pray. Eternal God, you have entrusted us with a message of your power and grace, justice and love. Provide for us your guidance that we may be teachers and learners together. believing that you are in our midst. We set apart those who would serve in our church Sunday schools. May they serve you in nurturing the spiritual growth of all who are entrusted in their care. God bless each one of them gathered before us, enabling them with your power and your spirit to be channels of your grace. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Thank you. Can we show our appreciation? Thank you so much. All the names on the screen, please remember and pray for them as well. Thank you.